If for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
The second show of 2014. It's High Society Radio. High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
That's it. Three best friends. We see each other once a week and never talk to each other other than that.
That's not true.
Yeah, it's High Society Radio. Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. Our Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. Did we get anything new? No, right? No new other. We had an Amazon wish list and no one bought anything off of.
Still, nothing.
One day, someone will buy something off of it.
I hope so.
Yeah. That's neither here nor there. We got to do a podcast.
We do.
Hot on the heels of Two Dick Man. If you're not familiar with Two Dick Man, then you aren't alive.
Google that shit.
Right around New Year's, a man with two penises started posting on Reddit.
I think you described it in a private conversation as literally the most interesting thing that has ever happened in the history of mankind.
Yeah, I did. I'm not going to shy away from that.
They both
guy has two working penises.
That's crazy.
Just search Two Dick Dude Reddit. It'll come up on your Google searches.
If you haven't somehow already seen this and you're listening to this show,
yeah,
I don't know why you're listening to this show.
No, don't listen to him. You should keep listening.
No. Keep listening, but I just don't understand. If you haven't somehow, because it's 2 weeks old now. It was when we were on our little break there.
New Year's. It was New Year's.
But if you haven't found that in the course of your day, you're not what I think of as one of our typical listeners.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Typical, atypical, they're all listeners to me, Chris. That's what the good people at morelikeradio.com told me to say.
Fuck yeah.
So you want to see the guy with no butt crack?
Thanks for giving it away, Chris, before I revealed
it. You said
it
already.
I never said it. I just said Two Dick Man.
Oh.
Well, now there is the man with no ass crack. Not as interesting as man with two dicks, but man with no ass crack equally as freakish.
Well, he posted in R mildly interesting.
So what's this guy? I didn't even read his, like...
There's like a belly button a little bit.
So the guy has no ass crack.
He has no ass crack. There seems to be a hole there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like a belly button kind of thing.
Is it a butthole? Like, is that the actual butthole?
It says moon.
It's very odd.
It could be his asshole. There's no crack.
So if there's no... All right, there's no ass crack.
It's probably the hole.
How does he defecate?
I think it's... just very difficult. There's a hole there.
There's a hole. It probably just comes right up.
You didn't even look into this, did you?
Hey, you hear about the guy with no ass crack? You said put it on the list.
I would hope that you would have known even one fact about the man.
He has to have a fucking asshole. It's from what are they called? Pilonidal cysts, and it sealed his butthole shut.
There you go.
Wait, so somebody has a colostomy bag?
No, they get him removed, and then he gets shit for a couple of days, and then he keep coming back.
What a horrible lifestyle. Oh, my God, that's terrible.
Just do yourself, man. Just kill yourself. Two Dick Man's living it up. Like, it's just, he's just banging anything that moves. He's got a girlfriend. He's got a boyfriend. He's sticking both dicks in the hole. It's crazy.
He's like, want to see something cool?
No, butt crack man has to go to the goddamn doctor every 2 days so he can shit.
Yeah. You have the haves and the have-nots.
I guess.
It's pretty fucked up, man. My man's got two dicks. He has no butt crack.
This world is just done for, man.
People take taking the shit for granted, too, I guess.
Oh,
looking
yeah,
at that,
definitely.
That's some hard shit.
You end
shit
up with a colostomy bag? Good God, that must be terrible.
He didn't even get shot. That's just the way it is. That's fucking terrible.
Oh, Jesus.
It's kind of some freak show shit, I guess.
Kinda? Yeah, yes. I'd pay $1 to see the man with no ass crack. I'd pay $2 to see the man with two dicks.
He has to have some fucking horrible body odor. Because if you got all that shit inside of you and he can't leave, you're going to sweat that motherfucker out? Some hard shit, man. Can't be fun.
No, Johnny, obviously you can't.
Can't wish that shit on nobody, son.
Literally.
Damn.
Oh, my God. Who decided to start the show off with this? Because now I'm just
bummed out. You did. It was your decision.
Who said in our meeting?
Somebody put that up. What, me?
Who said, Matt, let's start the show with Man with No Ass Crack?
I didn't say start the show with it ever.
That is highly depressing.
Literally,
dude.
The conversation went as such.
Chris,
hey, you hear about no butt crack,
man? Why did you tell us to do this?
It's pretty funny.
He could probably still get fucking ass cancer,
are
too.
Are any of
that's
us laughing?
Terrible.
I mean, this is kind of a
he
form
could, though,
of
right?
ass cancer.
He could, yeah. He could get ass cancer still. You don't really need the ass hole for that. It's terrible.
Yeah, but I'm sure he still has innards. He still has, like, a goddamn digestive tract and a colon.
Could you imagine if he was, like, if he had the feelings of a gay man? That must be rough, too. Doesn't say if he's straight or not, but I'm just saying. Can't really do your thing.
He's just blowing mad dudes or getting blown. Whatever.
He ain't getting hit. I guess, man. I don't know.
If I was a gay guy, I'd never want to get banged in the ass.
What would you do with that?
Get my dick sucked
all
the time.
Like, word. Put
I mean, I
mouth.
Feel like some of them like it.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
man.
Go figure.
I mean, they must, right?
Wow, man.
You saying you'd be a top?
Why wouldn't you want to be a top?
I mean, if you were the hypothetical type of person who like your cock in the ass, you wouldn't want to be a top.
Oh, yeah. Daddy ain't raised no bitch, son. Top all the way.
Glad you guys have chosen that.
I mean, that's the obvious choice.
If you're going to do that, you got to.
Seems
like
it. I mean.
I don't know.
Dicks and holes, that kind of, you know, work, other than, you know, what that lady said last week.
There you go.
It all works out.
It all works out.
Oh, yeah, that broad who was like, dicks are bad. Every form of sex is rape.
If you put a dick in a hole, I mean, you're raping.
He don't got to worry about hole? That. He can't get raped. Maybe his mouth.
Well, I think it's the hole it goes into after it goes in the glory hole. Oh, going in the glory hole isn't rape because that's an inanimate object.
It's true.
See, when I use the glory hole, I'm just rubbing my dick against the board. There's no one there. It's just like
just plastic.
Apparently,
board.
Fucking go to place.
I'm just scratching my dick.
Fucking glory hole actions, Florida, Tampa, Florida.
I have heard that.
So all the porn sites have Tampa, Florida, and shit.
I have heard that about Florida.
Well, the porn industry is like in trouble, at least in L.A., right? Because, well, they said in the Valley, you have to use a condom.
Yeah.
So I'm going to guess that everyone's going to move out of the Valley so they don't have to wear condoms. And then I also feel like they're going to just go to Miami.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Miami's got some badass bitches, too, man. Yeah. Right off the boat bitches and shit. They are DTF. You know what that means.
What's it mean?
You've been around the block.
I don't know.
They're porn stars. Of course, they're obviously DTF.
No, I'm talking about not the girls off the boats. They're just like girls looking for some money. They want that American dream and some sauce.
They bought
that
life.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only American dream I know about, dude. I'm just a working man.
Shout out to WWE 2K14. They put him in the game. And Virgil. Virgil's getting some money. It's a good
really?
Film. Yeah, Virgil's in there. I haven't used him yet.
Why not?
Because you can't have him as a manager for the Million Dollar Man. He doesn't have the little suit he used to have.
He's just
like
a wrestler?
He's emancipated Virgil. Nobody liked that Virgil.
Oh, no.
Uppity.
Yeah, it was pretty great to see him finally beat the shit out of the Million Dollar Man.
I guess. Didn't he go back to work for him after that gimmick ain't work? Oh, no, that's right. He's broke. The last dude that paid him to do anything... And he's broke.
I don't know. I trust the Million Dollar Man.
Fuck yeah.
Everybody's got the price or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. You guys ordering the WWE Network?
That's what I'm about to say, man. When's that come out, the WWE Network?
February. Sounds like a sweet deal.
I think I'm going to order it, but I don't know how much I'm actually going to use it. It seems like a great deal.
Yeah, and friend, you can't have that shit 24/7. Like, how much do you actually want to watch? Maybe like 3 hours is cool, but...
But, I mean, just because you get the pay-per-views live, it seems... I mean,
yeah,
I feel
like... that's only for six... Well... It's certain pay-per-views for the first 6 months, and then after that, you got to pay, I think, just for WrestleMania.
You're very wrong. It includes WrestleMania.
For this one time only. After that, you got to pay for it. Don't. Look it up.
I looked it up, Johnny, because I did my due diligence on this before I put it on top of
like No Ass Crack Man.
I didn't know much about it. You were like, don't worry about it. I got this with No Ass Crack Man. I'm going to talk about tops and bottoms and how he can't be a bottom. You had this whole gimmick planned out for No Ass Crack Man. And then you know what you did? You threw me under the bus.
Oh, man.
Just took your shoes off, kicked back, and threw me under the bus.
Just trying to be relaxed, bro.
Fucking. Nah, WrestleMania 30 is on his shit, but after the 6 months, it's not part of that package anymore. That's the only pay-per-view you're going to have to pay for. I'm telling you. It's still not a bad deal.
The Royal Rumble is $40. So that's 4 months of WWE Network. I think that...
With the pay-per-views,
Yeah, they're going to sell... I feel like the 500,000 people who buy every single pay-per-view around the world are just going to sign up for it. Which is, if you think about $10 a month, 500,000 people, that's $500 million in revenue.
Well, no, they were saying they have to go between 800,000 and 1 million subscribers, and then they'll break even. That's what they said. That sounds crazy.
How can it cost them 1 million subscribers for a year?
That's what they said. That's what they released.
Okay, just think about math. Let's think about math real quick. 1 million subscribers for a year is over $1 billion. How could they have spent over $1 billion?
I have no clue. And plus, they have an NBC deal in the works with Universal. Because all their shit
expires. 1 million subscribers is...
1 million times 10, what is it? Oh, no, I guess it's 100 million, right?
Yeah, dick.
Dick.
Do the math! Suck on that, motherfucker.
So even $100 million, it cost them $100 million to set up this website?
Second time in a month, someone's yelled, do the math at me, and then they seem like a fucking idiot.
Who's the first person?
Eastside Dave.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
At least I'm in terrible company.
I'm sick of people fucking yelling, do the math at me, like I don't know how to do goddamn math.
Well, you're not Chinese.
That's racist, and that's going to get us in trouble. The people at More Like Radio, they're up my fucking ass again telling me stop it with all this shit. Johnny, you got to talk to these people for me.
I got you. Me and Royce, we good like that.
Because you're both Spanish.
Shout out to them getting Royce and Maria son are going to get married soon. Shout out to them. Pretty big.
God, I mean, congratulations. Hopefully, you know, this will chill everyone out, so I'm just happy get the
Royce,
goddamn heat off me.
Royce ain't OD, like, he used to put Facebook posts that he said his Facebook was hacked. It was kind of gay.
What the fuck is Facebook? I'm asking, no one's answering.
It's a social media network.
Oh.
You've just lost it.
Like Friendster or LiveJournal?
You have two accounts.
What
did
you do?
I'm not accountable for anything. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, so look, Brainstew's up next. We're on the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com. We're not racists. We're all just happy team players. But I swear to God, I get one more goddamn letter in my mail from More Like Radio. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. We're under contract here, people. You're listening to High Society Radio. High Society, HS Radio Show is our Twitter account. High Society Radio is on this thing called Facebook that I just found out about. Our website is newtrashcity.com. If you search New Trash City, you also find us on iTunes, which I suggest you give us a good rating if you like us.
Star that shit
up. It's only going to take a couple of seconds. It helps us.
It does.
It helps.
We don't have enough ratings, and most of them are Pokemon related.
Are they really?
Well, yes. These are Pokemon related.
Good. Get more. I need more I want us to be huge in the Pokemon community.
Oh, yeah.
I like Snorlax.
What the fuck is this?
Yo, wait. Go back to that other story we was looking at right now. Did you hear about the dude with the Swiss cheese dick?
Is this kind of like Two Dick Guy and No Ass Crack Man?
That's what I'm saying.
No. This is a big fat guy who is driving around Maine and offering women money to watch him put Swiss cheese on his dick.
Yeah. Get down, son.
Is he getting arrested or is he getting takers?
He hasn't gotten arrested yet.
They got his face on it. He's going to get busted sooner or later.
So this guy's like a bad person that they're trying to hunt down.
I guess.
There's a fake message from him that says, I developed this fetish to help me deal with my sexual urges. I found that women tend to like dairy products and settle on cheese to represent the girl. Thus, I started having sex with cheese. I like to use Swiss cheese and would wrap slices of the cheese around penis, then masturbate. Now, though, after finding several girls to do it for me, I prefer having girls do it for me instead of myself.
You know. There's a
Did he really post that?
Yes. Yeah, man.
Where?
Well, it's an alleged, it's on phillymag.com. It's supposedly it's from him, and he posted it in a comment.
That's Son of Sam type shit. Ain't that how Son of Sam started out, putting fucking cheese on his dick?
Oh, hold on, wait. No, this is from an OKCupid profile.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
I'm reading it on phillymag.com.
Oh, fuck OKCupid.
I hear that's where people meet to fuck each other.
Man, you got MySpace for that. You could bag hoes on MySpace. That shit is still around for that. Hell yeah. There's mad, like, desperate women
out
there.
You're lying.
Not at all.
You bag... Who's bagging up broads on MySpace?
I've heard people say you can bag them off MySpace.
You've heard people
say. I haven't... I don't go on MySpace no more. I have some kind of dignity, son. The account's still there. I don't have the heart to delete it. It's fun.
Okay, there's also a Craigslist ad from Swiss Cheese Dick Guy. You guys want to hear this also?
Go ahead.
I love Craigslist ads.
I have a big heart. And it was crushed time and again by the opposite sex.
Mm.
That and a very strong sex drive. Well, I am lucky I never became a rapist.
Oh, shit.
My fetish grew out of desperation for sex with a woman. I started to compare girls to cheese due to their milky complexions.
That's
girls
creepy.
Are soft.
And stinkiness.
Yeah, basically.
Smooth feeling. And tend to advertise dairy products.
And if you leave them out in the air.
Tend to like dairy products more. That and typical advertising.
And if you leave them out in the air, they go bad and get hard
around
the edges.
They do get hard around the edges if you leave them out. That and typical advertising. Always using a girl to advertise dairy products. So cheese is what I started to use as a replacement for having sex with girls. I've tried many different kinds of cheese, but settled on Swiss is the best. First and foremost, if ever a picture of cheese is used, most of the time they use a representation of Swiss cheese, but also because of its eye patterns, texture, and the way it feels against my penis.
Mm.
I'm thinking he has like a tiny cock and he just fucks the holes.
Wait, is this you? Are you Craigslist fishing?
No.
You sure? It sounds like something
you'd
put up.
Yes, that's what I did. Since we recorded last week's podcast, I've been driving around Maine in a fat suit because this guy is much larger than me.
Oh, yeah, he's very fucking...
Just slapping cheese on my cock. Just to generate a story.
The most disturbing thing I find here is that he said Swiss cheese is the best cheese. It most definitely isn't.
I wouldn't say that.
I enjoy a good Swiss. I like a Jarlsberg.
I don't
Never
like Swiss
it.
Cheese at all.
Pepper Jack is an item, my book.
What's your favorite cheese?
I'll have to go with an Italian cheese, maybe a Pecorino Romano or
fucking
even a
fancy
Provolone.
Fancy man, son. Provolone's good. I didn't even know what the first one was.
Pecorino? It's delicious.
Good. Gotta try that one out.
It's damn good.
How's it feel on your dick?
I don't know. I don't bang cheese.
He does.
Who? Chris? Because you just nodded towards him with the guy Chris is talking about.
The guy I'm talking
I don't know.
About.
This Craigslist fishing thing.
I'm
going to
use this next week for Craigslist fishing.
Go for it.
For the next. We'll
he
have,
beat you to it. But go for
well,
it.
I'll see if it comes. Well, this is from. Obviously, this is from Philadelphia.
You know what? Just add ski friendly to the end.
I wonder if he got any, since this Craigslist ad was in Philly, I wonder if he got any replies saying that he was a dick for not using Wiz.
Could be.
Sad.
Disgusting ass shit right there.
Sad.
The Wiz, right?
Mm. Remember Nobody Beats the Wiz?
Ugh.
I'm the Wiz. Nobody beats me.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody Beats the Wiz was a local New York,
electronics
chain, right?
Maybe East Coast.
Tri-State, Northeast, something.
Yeah, something like that.
They had great deals.
You did.
I never actually went to those stores.
Really?
Went to the Indian spots on Fordham Row.
I think I might have bought a CD one there once.
Damn,
or a
old,
CD
son.
Player.
I got a Genesis there.
Nice.
What?
Nobody beats the Wiz. Nobody beats the Wiz.
Wow, that guy is giant and fat and
weird.
Yeah,
he's a big dude.
He's just a big
guy. Not the dude from Mega Upload, shaved his head a little bit.
No, that guy can't leave New Zealand.
Damn.
He can't go anywhere but New Zealand?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
That's cool, though. I mean, you know, he can walk the Trail to Mordor.
Yeah, how many times are you going to do that?
Chilling,
what the fuck?
Chilling Hobbiton.
Oh,
Shire.
My God. He just hates Tolkien, and he hates, like, Lost. He doesn't want anything to do with any of these things.
No, Lost is in Hawaii.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. He could go to the Prancing Pony. That's the bar. in Hobbiton and maybe get some delicious mead
drinks. You know way too much of this
mead
shit.
Mead is not delicious.
Way too much, dude.
We drank mead on your birthday, and it was not delicious.
What the fuck is that actually beer or what is that?
It's like old, like, sweet wine, like old school. Like, that's one of the first alcohols man would get whacked out on.
You ever had a sarsaparilla? That's some shit I'd want to try. It sounds all right.
Isn't that just like
it's just root beer?
That's all I thought it was a beer.
It's root beer with like a very small, with like as much alcohol hint of as alcohol? Malta.
Oh, well.
Good news.
Mm.
We've been talking about this truffle whiskey thing, right?
Yeah.
I think I found a distributor. I read an article in Details Magazine about Damon Dash. Seems like he's a little down on his luck lately.
But
he has a whiskey company. Yes,
gotta have something.
Actually, this article is pretty damn good.
It was a good article on Damon Dash. Whoever wrote that article was a dick.
Why you say that?
Because, while Damon Dash isn't doing as well as Jay-Z or he was doing a few years ago,
Still good.
He does have like a loft and an art gallery in Soho. He's got several businesses he's running. He's got stuff going on.
He ain't rich, but he ain't broke. He's exactly. Well off. He's kind of well off, right?
I mean, he's making money and he doesn't have to work a shit 9-to-5 job.
He's the American Damon Dash is the American dream. The guy's working.
I don't know about that.
He's really busting his ass.
Kind of straight.
And he had those couple of years where he was just fucking crushing it. He'll always have that.
Yeah.
He released what? Jay-Z's first 9 albums?
Yeah, easily.
It's crazy.
Yep. Should have done a little bit better job saving his money, but you know.
Whoa, what's your problem with Damon Dash?
He could have done better. Could have kept his mouth shut, treated people a little better. He would have still been in the game. If Puff Daddy can survive in this fucking music industry.
He still works with Jim Jones. They have a clothing line together.
Like I said, if you would have been nicer to some people, you would have been better off. But hey, you know, you got Jim Jones as a friend. Good for you.
He discovered Kanye West. He promoted Jay-Z. And actually, he came off as a good dude saying, I don't care. I'm happy that Jay-Z's on the cover of whatever.
Yeah. Well, that's all he could do. What are you going to bitch about it? You can't do nothing. Jay-Z made you your money. It wasn't his talent, because God knows his talent ain't doing much for him now. But hey, he's got something good for him.
You really don't like Damon Dash.
That is what it is.
Can you pull up Damon Dash's...
Piece of shit.
Jesus Christ, what the hell's your problem? Can you pull up Damon Dash's cameo in... What the hell was
Paper
it?
Soldiers?
Not Paper Soldiers. Oh, my God. I feel like
that's another thing. Damon Dash owns the life rights to a lot of old school Harlem gangsters that he hasn't used yet. He owned...
Oh, yeah, he still
that's
has
why
that
they made Paid in Full. Cause he had,
Paid in Full. His thing, Paid in Full.
Yeah, fine acting, Damon Dash. Fine acting.
I hope it's there.
Oh, it's going to be
there. He says some crazy gibberish. Yeah, there it is. All right, this is Damon Dash in the Hood Classic, possibly the best of all the rapper movies.
This is definitely, it's hands down the best.
Yeah, you're right.
Baller Blocking for comedic value, number two.
I was watching, what's the Beanie Siegel one?
Paper Soldiers?
No, the other Beanie Siegel one.
State Property?
State Property.
Wait, State Property 1 or State Property 2?
State Property 1.
State Property 1 was all right.
State Property 1 was all right. State Property 2 is retarded. It's
got
ridiculous.
Your bitch.
There's an ad.
That was also Dame Dash.
All right, here we go. Here's Damon Dash in Paid in Full. Well, it's 2 minutes long. Just speed up to his part. Paid in Full about crack dealers in Harlem in the late 80s, mid 80s? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's based on the real AZ, not the rapper AZ. Rich Porter and Alpo was the Cameron character.
Great, great. What is this? What did they say? This was Black Goodfellas?
Yeah. It is kind of the Black Goodfellas.
It's an awesome movie. If you like gangster movies,
that is all right.
Paid in Full is something you need to check out. If you like gangster movies.
It's on Netflix.
It's sad because, you know, Alpo's still alive. He should have gotten his by now, but you know.
In prison. He did a pretty good interview in Feds a few years ago. You can find that.
Good old Feds magazine.
Finally.
I find that amazing. He's still alive.
Finally, every dimension of the street. Finally.
All right. Wait. Scroll back a little bit. My bad. All right. Here's Damon Dash rolling up to Mekhi Phifer in his whip.
From my hood. Shout out to Mekhi.
Money mix. So you got that new stop thing.
Come on, man. You know I'm out here doing me, man.
Okay, what's up, baby?
What's up, B? I hope you ain't stopped the disappointing nigga, man. I hope that game is still on, man. I hope we still got that bet, man.
What?
No, man, I hope we still got that $5,000 bet happening, man.
What?
The Knicks, nigga.
What?
Man, turn down the bum-ass stereo.
You said 5 G's, nigga?
5 G's,
you gonna stop
G's,
acting
man.
Like you the only nigga getting money, man. Make it 10, man. What's wrong with
make
you, man?
Make it 10 G's, you pull
nigga,
ass,
we getting
nigga.
More money than you, man. You know what I'm saying?
I got a G for every bump on your face, nigga. Whatever you want, man.
Hey, what you laughing at, man? You need to put your man on. He look bad. Tell that nigga to hit you with an ounce or something. You know, this is my
nigga.
Thursday car, man. On Saturday, I'm breaking out with something new, all right? Saturday, report to Prince and blow up.
I am the bridge, man. You report to me, man. Always, man, at
hey,
all times,
man. Man.
Man,
you might want to holler at me.
Good old Damon Dash.
Hopefully they let him keep the car for the movie because he, you know, it's
you
a hard
really
time.
You dislike him, huh?
Not a fan.
What do you mean? He's wearing a bomber jacket and a fisherman's hat right there?
Good for him.
Who did he do? Somebody you know?
None of my people. Fuck that. Mm-mm.
You're not a Cameron fan?
I like Cameron. I don't like Jim Jones.
Well, what did he do?
Jim Jones is
look
a
at all
bitch,
his,
man.
Look at his Vampire Life clothing line. It's awesome.
All right. Fuck you.
She is pretty hot, actually.
Look at the shirt. It's Mickey Mouse is a vampire, but his eyes are blurred out to protect his identity.
God. No, he's protecting him from the sun. Yeah, all right,
is that what it
man.
Is? Is it,
yeah. All right, look, man.
He wears his shades at night.
Give
he made,
that, way
he made
too
crunk
much time.
Music. Do you have crunk music on that computer?
Nah, you don't.
He also made that.
Remember that, Johnny?
Yes, I do. Sadly, I do.
How can you hate that guy?
Sounds like someone's being a hater.
That's what that is.
Yeah, so it's a great article. I think anyone should who has any interest in hip-hop or Jay-Z.
Fallen Empires. Yeah, check that out.
You're so angry. I don't understand why you're so angry at Damon Dash.
I don't like Damon Dash.
It's a rock collar.
He's got a whiskey company. I'm hoping to get him to license, truffle whiskey from us. Yeah. You wouldn't take a check?
Fine. I would. I'm
Johnny,
not saying no, I would.
Johnny's out.
I didn't say I would.
Johnny's out. Truffle whiskey.
Yeah, because our new super producer for this podcast, Dame Dash.
All right.
He doesn't like insubordination.
Have fun on that show.
Probably would.
Yeah, I would have a lot of fun.
I don't think I have any objections to anything he wants to do. What the hell?
I mean, yeah, I think we'd be getting paid. He's balling.
Good call.
Fine, Johnny. You want to sabotage this show? You can sabotage yourself because you're not sabotaging this goddamn show. You hear me, motherfucker?
All right.
I ended up like No Ass Crack Man.
Yeah,
some freak show posting on Reddit for goddamn fake karma, fake internet points.
That's I mean, bad. I think you will eventually end up there.
I hope not.
Once fake internet points are being used as currency.
And I'll get into late on it.
Yeah.
I think some company... maybe it might have even been the Fed. I don't know. Said that bitcoins are gonna. We're talking about bitcoins on this show. That's weird. Talking about bitcoins will their stable point. They will probably just max out or just become stable at about $1,300 a bitcoin.
Damn.
And now weed dispensaries because they can't deposit their cash in the banks and they can't use credit cards because banks are too freaked out to take weed money and weed sales because it's still illegal federally. They are investing all their money.
Never affected all the guys I know.
Well, these guys have legitimate businesses.
Don't we all?
And the banks...
What, they don't have a mattress?
They want to do like credit card sales, but they can't because, you know, they're selling technically federally illegal things. And so now they're just putting their money into bitcoins.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah, but bitcoins aren't real.
Neither is money.
Oh, God.
That's why everybody keeps saying bitcoins aren't real. Neither is money.
You that guy now?
Quick,
fucking money.
What bill has the best back? The back of what?
$2 bill.
That new 100 is kind of nice.
That $3 bill has some ass sex on the back.
There isn't any.
I've never seen a $3 bill.
Because it's not real, Johnny. He's joking with you.
Okay.
But it's all sorts of ass sex on the back of that $3 bill.
The $2 bill is pretty damn good. It's a signing of the Declaration of Independence, right? Or the signing of the Constitution?
I believe it's the Declaration of Independence. And then it's got Jefferson on the front. Come on, man.
It's pretty badass.
That's a free republic-ass shit right
but
there.
But I think the dollar bill still wins it all. It's got the crazy triangle with the eye at the top of it.
Yeah, it's the most true. Basic one.
That's some whacked out
see some
occult
random
shit. Everything else is garbage, like the federal building.
You ever seen the back
Lincoln
of a $1,000 bill?
The Capitol building. Screw that. What?
You ever seen the back of a $1,000 bill?
On weed?
There you go.
Well, with that, I still think that dollar bill with the crazy ass pyramid is the best.
You just into some shit, Hobbit talk and all this. What's wrong
what
with
you,
son? What
are you talking about, man?
Wilding out, baby.
Well, right, in your opinion, what's the best back of a bill?
I'd say the fucking new $100
it's
bill
the
is
White
nice.
The White House on the back of a $1,000 bill.
Yo, but that shit is baller, son. Fuck that. That's nice.
Why is Grover Cleveland on this piece of shit? Fuck this bill.
Why are you so anti-Grover Cleveland?
What would he ever do? Why does he deserve a $1,000 bill?
Wasn't he the he got it twice, no?
Did he issue
it? Is that non-consecutive guy? Probably.
Yeah, I think so, right? It wasn't Roosevelt.
I'm just saying dollars should be like stamps. You need to be dead for them to be coming out. You know what I mean?
I think the most valuable bill in circulation in the world, I think, is the $500 euro or something. The
really?
500 euro bill? Yeah. So I'm sure drugs will be bought with 500 euros soon enough if they aren't already.
He snorted with them.
Hell yeah, son.
Yeah, dog. Oh, my God. I saw one of the worst movies ever.
Which
on
one?
A flight. Did I talk about this already? I can't remember. Now You See Me?
No.
The
no.
Magic movie?
Oh, that looked that? Really bad. It was, what's his name?
Jesse Zombie Eisenberg.
Lankin. Yeah.
Oh, fucking.
Isla Fisher.
Oh, that's a bad
Michael
bitch right
Caine.
There. Michael Caine. I thought he only did Batman movies. He does other shit.
Morgan
huh?
Freeman.
Some fucking other Batman crew. What was wrong with it?
It was just totally insane, badly written, badly acted, terrible goddamn ending.
No, but
plot twist.
All right, do you know that if magic is real or not by the end?
No, actually, you don't.
That's the twist, right? It's good. Maybe they were really magic.
No, they weren't really magic. That was.
Also, the preview gave away the entire movie because I can pretty much tell you about this movie.
So what happens then? What happens if you know the whole
smart
thing?
Guy.
They're robbing banks, right?
Yeah.
People are onto them, and then they pose. They have one huge trick, right? And they have an audience, right? They gather an audience after a time, right? And they start televising it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it actually ends at 5 points, or 5 points rip.
Oh, yeah, okay. It does.
All right, then what happens?
Then you don't know if magic is real, and they get away with all the money.
Mm.
Was
spoiler
it close?
Alert.
Sounds like it's close.
I don't,
if you,
I don't even know anymore.
Morgan Freeman rapes Isla Fisher, right?
Is that yeah, there's scenes? A rape. You got that. You're pretty dead on about that one.
That's the deleted scenes.
It's the rape of anyone who watched that movie.
Oh man,
raped your eyes
brutal.
And ears. It's and a rape. It's a rape of the senses.
And then I watched R.I.P.D. Then I felt really.
Oh
depressed.
My God, they just hated you on that fucking flight.
Yeah.
Damn.
Was that just Men in Black with ghosts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it got the dude in it.
Well, there were two white guys in it. There you go.
Not a good film.
Damn, they just gave you shit on that film.
Felt bad about myself.
Was it JetBlue?
Well, no, I watched Elysium on the way over.
How was that? I heard that movie was shit, too.
Oh,
though.
Really bad.
Oh, man. Oh, man, you can't catch a fucking break,
son. I found, though, that I'll watch any bad sci-fi movie. I'll put it on.
I had a friend that show Helix on the Sci-Fi Network was all right. Shit kind of surprised me. For the sci-fi show, shit was all right.
I never watched a sci-fi series.
It just started. You catch up on it.
Oh. I did watch a new series on HBO last Sunday, that was amazing.
Which one?
That I love right now.
Real True, Sex 14?
True Detectives.
Mm. Oh, that
with
the
Matthew McConaughey and
Woody Harrelson?
Harrelson.
Yeah, son, that's right. Oh, good
that's
time.
Some serious shit right there.
What, they both detectives, or
they're both. It's like they're right. So they're both detectives, and it's like 1995. But
right.
At the same time, they're like talking to these other detectives, like in 2012, and they're like it's like flash forwards and flashbacks, and they're just, like Matthew McConaughey is just totally fucking insane. Like he's
I like it
a badass weirdo, nut job, super smart like cop, and Woody Harrelson's just a dirtbag. It's
they're
fantastic.
Both dirty cops.
No, neither of them are dirty cops. They're just two cops like
just
investigating this
out?
Like fucking whacked out weird murder,
nice.
And like in this new show. It's like this new series, True Detectives. It'll be like an anthology, so every season it changes up. So this season's McConaughey and Harrelson, and they're going after this one case.
I like that. That's a cool fucking premise.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not gonna be like Dexter then.
No, it's the same guy wrote all the episodes, same dude directed every episode. It's 8 episodes.
Oh shit, that's pretty bad. I like that.
It's the first episode just badass. Hooked me immediately.
All right,
really
I gotta check
good.
It out.
Charge good. I mean, I don't think you're gonna get good actors like that without a quality script and.
McConaughey's crushing everything right now. He won the goddamn Golden Globe last Sunday.
Oh, I didn't watch it at all.
He won for Dallas Buyers Club.
That's I love that movie. His performance did Jared Leto win?
And Jared Leto won for supporting.
I think he might win the fucking Oscar for that. Yeah, he was pretty good in that.
Yeah, I got the movie. I haven't watched it yet.
It's the one where he has the AIDS, right?
Yeah,
I checked that out.
All right, so here's McConaughey's acceptance speech.
Matthew McConaughey, Dallas Buyers Club.
This is at the Golden Globes last Sunday.
Damn, that's his wife?
Oh. Yeah.
Bad bitch. You know, good for you, man.
It's McConaughey.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I would think he would get.
They only get younger, man. Did he just kiss Jared Leto? Whoa.
Mm. Did Jared Leto have a tranny with him? Did I hear that somewhere?
I don't know. They say he swings both ways.
All right, here's McConaughey coming up.
Digging that music.
Ah, all right.
Yeah. Open bar.
Unexpected, but graciously accepted. Respect to the other nominees in here with me.
Jamaican?
Mr. Redford, Mr. Hanks. Idris Chiwetel. Thank you.
What did he
it's
call?
Great company to be in. This film, Ron Woodruff's story, was an underdog. Remember, 20 years it was an underdog. Turned down 86 times. Nobody wanted to put up money for it. We got the right people together. 5 years ago, stuck to it, put some skin in the game, and
what does that fucking mean, son?
And that starts with the writers, the producers. Jean-Marc Vallée came on. The actors, Jared Leto, Jennifer Garner. I'm so glad it got passed on so many times. Really glad it got passed on so many times, or it wouldn't have come to me.
Shit.
A little time like this makes me want to say thank you to my mother for a real reason. When we were growing up,
she gave me AIDS.
We weren't TV kids. We weren't media kids. If it was daylight, you had to be outside playing. And we go, why, Mom? Why can't I just watch 30 minutes of TV? She goes, don't watch somebody on TV do it for you. Get out there and do it for yourself. Now, this
that sounds like
later,
he has
I'm
AIDS.
Like, that's a good recipe for an actor to go be the subject of whatever you're doing. So thank you, Mom, for that.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, Camilla, who's not only put up with me for all this time yeah. in our 7 years, in this last 3 years
damn,
of wonderful
baby.
Work, but I mean kicked my ass out the door and said, go get it. Go get it, McConaughey. Go get it.
What
man,
the
my
fuck?
King.
Yo.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Kids Levi, Vita, Mr. Stone. Love you.
Mr. Stone?
This film was never about dying. It was always about living. With that, I say just keep.
I did find it kind of creepy. They showed Tom Hanks while he was accepting. It's like, all right, you had AIDS too. We get it. That
he's
was
got
good
a
time
kid named
passed.
Mr. Stone.
Yeah, your man was drunk.
I think Tom Hanks was nominated for the same award as him with Captain Phillips.
Is that what that was? I
yeah,
thought it was just like they were trying to get
AIDS
both
in a movie.
Once. I was like, that's kind of fucked up.
They showed Sean Penn sitting on his couch. They tapped his Xbox camera.
Oh man, that's fucked up. Damn.
Well, he didn't make a movie this year.
I like McConaughey. McConaughey is good money, man. They do have the open bar at the Golden Globes, which is kind of cool. They live it up a little bit.
Yeah, they get
have
waxed.
A good time. Oh, yeah. Jennifer Lawrence was fucked up, man. Good for her.
Yeah, she had a couple cocktails.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
She got fucked?
I don't know.
I will.
But, yeah, so then after the Golden Globes, the True Detectives came on, and can't have recommended it enough, Johnny.
Sounds good, man. I got to definitely check that shit out.
Will you? Don't lie to me.
No, I will. I'll find a way to get it.
All right. You don't have HBO?
I do not. But I got people with a Go Pass. I should be good with that.
Yeah, fuck paying for that, right?
Well, yeah, maybe
right.
I can watch some Game of Thrones finally. Everybody tells us it's a pretty good show with dragons and shit.
Season 4 is coming up, bro.
Fuck yeah, I can catch up.
Nah, just watch now because this is when you're going to see dragons, right? are we going to actually see the dragons fuck some shit up this year? I didn't read the books.
I'm not going to give anything away.
I seen them burn shit in the commercial, so they do something. They burned something.
They're just lighting cigarettes for people. Fucking dragons don't do shit.
That was the lightest back in the day and shit, dragons. Oh, word. Yeah, I saw that shit in Vice, too, that story. Fucking the community fucking rebels or whatever.
Yeah, they took back
what's
over
this?
A town. Where is it? Down in Mexico. So
where else would this happen?
Yeah, obviously. There's the, what are they called? The Knights Templar cartel was holding this small town, and they just... 600 dudes just went back in there with gats and took it back.
Fucking farmers, nonetheless. They have like old ass rifles and shit. I was watching it on Vice News the other night.
With some Mr. Majestic shit right there.
Hell yeah.
And then you know what's gonna happen? Then those farmers are gonna turn into a new cartel. Because
yeah.
they're going to realize, oh, wait, we've just beat the cartel. Now there's all this cocaine and money and weed to make.
You know how that
no,
shit
good
works?
People. You're a racist.
No, you know how that shit works?
The Zetas were like, the Zetas, which is like the Zeta cartel, is yep. now the one of the biggest ones. They were originally just
were.
Cops who were
yep.
trying to beat up the cartels
military
and try to take back
and
their shit.
Yep.
Then they became just like, wait a minute, Make a lot of money doing this.
They're not as big as they used to be. They got taken down a while back. Them Sinaloa boys don't play, man.
I don't know. I'm not.
You
got
to get
familiar.
Up on your shit, dog. We got to go to Tijuana one day.
Should we go to Tijuana?
Yeah, son. I saw some shit on X videos. Very interesting down there. They had a whole like hour.
Donkey show?
No, man. It was like an hour and 30 minutes. The dude went to all these like fucking strip clubs. You can touch the broads. $7, you get like some good action and shit. I'm like, damn, 70? Fucking 50 bucks, you get some ass. Good time, man.
Como estas?
So, yo, you don't even need that. You just need the fucking greenbacks. They love it. You good.
End up in white slavery.
Nah, you'll be fine. Is that Rampage Jackson?
No. It's a picture of Kanye West on the screen. Well, now that you mention it. No.
Some 18-year-old kid earlier in the week was like, he's a paparazzi, or he was helping Kim Kardashian from the paparazzi.
He was looking out for her.
Supposedly that's what it was. He was trying to get the paparazzi away from her.
And then he dropped an N-bomb, and then she said to the kid that you shouldn't use the N-word, even though he also said faggot, but she didn't have a problem with that.
Of course not.
After she reprimanded him, he called her a N-lover.
Damn, got out of hand that fast, huh?
And a stupid slut.
To be fair, he should have known who he was fucking with. It's not like she doesn't mind them people following her around. He's taking her shine.
And then she called Kanye.
It's true.
And then the guy heard her calling Kanye, and he called Kanye an N, or a hard R, as the kids are saying
today.
Wow,
hard R, huh?
And then Kanye rolled up, and they found the kid and beat the shit out of him. Oh, this is all a legend.
Yeah. Oh, they got video of it. They're going to post that shit sooner than later. Hopefully before the end of the week, of next fucking week. It'd be nice.
I hope so.
That Yeezus shirt is terrible, by the way.
It looks like an old, like, Iron Maiden shirt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It looks like, it doesn't look anything like what Jesus would look like. It's crazy.
Why are you, he's sensitive about his clothing. Why would you?
Yeah, he ain't going to roll up on me. I ain't no skinny white kid. I'll tell you that right now.
How do you know this kid was skinny?
I'm pretty sure if Kanye West
white?
Beat him up,
was
gotta be. If you get offended and if you use that kind of word, you call her an N-lover, it ain't no black dude.
Would say something like
yeah,
that.
That's not the. Could have been Spanish, maybe. Maybe. Doubt it. It is fucking. It was Cali? Probably. I don't know.
Yeah, she was going. They were going to some chiropractor or
but
something.
But he ain't no grown ass man like that. I'll tell you that right now. He's light. The boy's light.
Well, good for Kanye to beating up an 18-year-old kid.
Hell yeah, son. Somebody got
to
do it.
Trying to make a living.
How is he trying to make a living?
That's what he's trying to do, make a living.
Doing what?
Paparazzi, right?
He wasn't paparazzi. He was
helping her?
Yeah. It was like, stay away, like she's just trying to live a life. He's an idiot.
Well, I'm just kind of curious how this kid went so south so fast. What do you think? He was going to help Kim Kardashian? She'd be like, I no longer love black cock. I'll just fuck you, buddy.
Hell yeah. I'll be like, you know what? We need to hire him because he looks out for me. I don't need security.
I really hope it comes out that this kid is just like a black guy, because that makes this funny.
That would be hysterical.
Yeah, that
would
be so much
dropping
funnier.
That shit. They didn't show. We'll know who the kid is before end of the week, probably. Fuck, man.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the kid probably sued Kanye.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
They got it on video,
he's
too.
Getting half a
they
mil.
Got it.
He's
getting some of that sweet Yeezus money.
He's getting half a mil.
Maybe he can have David Blaine hang out with him and fucking clap at amazing
Kanye's
shit.
Kanye's going to give an interview. He's like, I'm just trying to make a $1 trillion company. Motherfuckers suing me because I broke their jaw. Now he could go make it through the wire, too. I was just trying to bring him up.
Yeah, probably.
God, I hate Kanye West. I guess that's his job, to be hated, right?
At
he's like
point.
The Mayweather of his industry. Good for him. You found a fucking niche market.
I like Mayweather better than
that's
Kanye.
Crazy, really?
Oh, I've been a Mayweather fan for a long
time. Of course you are. You're a dick.
I hate his protege, Adrian Broner there.
Yeah, that's great. His career might be over. He talked so much shit, caught that ass whooping. That's tough to come back from.
Nah, he'll be fine.
I don't know, man. Like, he's going to have to knock a whole bunch of motherfuckers out. That kind of ass whooping and all the shit he talked, people don't forget that. They
want
to see
he should knock out Kanye.
I don't know if Kanye would want that action either.
Maybe well, he's a rapper, too. They could have rap beef.
The way Broner's going, maybe Kanye could knock him out, actually. Oh, man. Word. On a sad note, shout out to Anderson Silva's leg. We didn't cover it on the last show, but his career might be done, too.
Yeah.
See, I don't follow the UFC all that much.
No?
Who's Anderson Silva?
Probably the pretty best. Easy name to sound out.
Anderson.
He's a Brazilian dude, pretty badass.
No, I know who he is, but he's supposed to be like the pound-for-pound best UFC fighter ever, right?
It's debatable, but yeah, he's top five all time. I'll say that.
It's like Tank Abbott and then him.
No, Fedor. Fedor's a different animal.
But didn't Fedor come to America and get his ass kicked a couple times?
Yeah, but he's old. That's
but
the shit.
He was
with
over the hill. He was old.
Yeah, man. That's the shit with the fight game. I don't like it. Boxing, UFC, any of that shit. Wrestling. When you old, you can win. Like, Silva, I think they'll lose 7 years in a row. Loses two fights in a row. Career, well, with the injury, yeah, career's over. But you lose and everybody's like, oh, your career's done. That's the third. You have a track record of 7 to 10 years of dominance. You lose two fights and you're fucking washed. It's terrible.
And that's pretty
sport,
bad.
That's fuck, you know. You go through a hitting slump, you can break out of it. In the fight game, you lose two fights, you got to win like 3 years in a row. Like, all right, he might have something left.
He's back.
Fucked up.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah,
it's
like,
pretty
these
bad.
Guys are. Like, what? Rampage Jackson was the man for a long ass time. He was just tearing everything up, but then he lost a couple, and then it's like,
then
all right, I guess
fair,
he's an actor now.
The dude he fucking ended was Chuck Liddell, and Liddell was a monster before. Well, him
well,
and Rampage
was the first UFC, like, the first modern UFC guy to really blow up, right?
I'd say Ken Shamrock.
No, I mean Ken
Shamrock, Shamrock's not really modern. I mean, no, he was wrestling by the 90s.
He was in one early the early
Worked
UFCs.
50 Cent now. Yeah. Crazy shit though is like, fucking 50 Cent got Ken Shamrock working for him too. But like the shit was Liddell. Like Liddell's still making money. He's got fucking he's doing fucking Bud Light commercials on Entourage. So he's not washed. Like look at Tyson.
Well, I mean, we're talking about the actual fighting, though. But the thing is with fighting is once you get old, it's like people don't like to see a guy that used to cheer. It's one thing to see a guy not play ball as well. Listen to what
I'm
saying.
Yeah, I know what
like,
you're
people
saying.
Were still, like, even when Jordan was on the Wizards, people would still go see him because it's Jordan.
Yeah.
And even if he's not playing up to where he used to play, you're still watching Michael Jordan play. It's different when you're watching a guy who's not at his peak that you used to cheer for get the shit kicked out of him. It's just a completely different thing. It's a different dynamic.
Well, I don't know if Silva got the shit kicked out of him more than he fucking.
I don't know. Did you watch that fight? Because Weidman was dominating the first couple of rounds. Weidman whooped his ass last.
It depends.
He knocked him out. He knocked him out.
Yeah, but that leg injury fucked him up too.
Yeah,
in the last
leg injury
one too.
Fucked him up, but he knocked him out in the last one. Like it's come on. Like it's he's not going to get his due. Weidman's going to have to be a beast and knock a bunch of people out now just to get his due. He beat Anderson Silva, one of the best fighters of all time.
Point there. When you beat the best, you got to fucking keep it up and shit.
Absolutely, but it's you know, nobody really would question it if he just went the distance and won again or he knocked him out again, but because Anderson Silva broke his leg, he was winning the first round. He took that round.
So who's the best guy in UFC now? What, Jones Bones? Bones Jones? Whatever the hell that guy?
Yeah, John Bone
John
Jones.
John Bone Jones. There
debatable.
You go.
I know fucking St. Pierre's leaving the game. He's saying he's taking a year off, but it sounds like he's going to retire. So
I know you guys are going to get mad when I say this. Huge Chael Sonnen fan right here.
Oh,
that
man. You wild.
Even I know who that
he should just
is.
Be in fucking wrestling,
that guy's
dude.
A joke.
He's just an asshole. I don't front. He can whoop somebody's ass. I've seen him win some fights.
Oh, yeah, he's not up on that top level. But
no,
I just find him
incredibly
entertaining.
But he's probably the best marketable guy they have just because he's such a prick.
Well, he got a title fight because he's a prick.
Yeah, that's crazy. But that's how the fight game works. Like, he's not nice. Like, at least Mayweather's a prick, but he can back it up a bit.
A bit? He hasn't lost in years. Everyone
yeah,
knows, never.
He lost ever.
Yeah, he did.
And I don't care what anybody says. He would have smacked the shit out of Pacquiao.
I think they still might fight.
They're different companies now, though. He's on Mayweather's on Showtime.
I know.
Pac-Man's on HBO.
Yeah, they'll fight.
That's tough. They'll fight when they're like in their mid-fucking 40s.
Pacquiao's like a little too old now. You know what I mean? Like it's
why?
Because
he lost some fights. There you go. He just lost a couple fights.
There you go, Johnny. Making Johnny's point.
Yeah. That's bullshit. Like, he had, like, 5 years where he beat dudes he shouldn't have beat.
The head injuries.
He beat the shit out of him.
The head injuries that you receive after losing a few boxing matches causes you to slow down.
He won his last fight too, though.
Yeah,
I think he won in the 8th via knockout.
Unanimous decision. Yeah, he
could
knocked him out.
I think it's like Cotto lost that fight to that Mexican dude that cheated, and his career was washed. He had to fucking fight some guys. It's like you got to resurrect your career every time you lose in a boxing game,
yeah,
or any fight game. The only dude that was good with it
Absolutely.
Was Ric Flair, son. Ric Flair's still doing it.
He's a wrestler. It's not even real.
What do you mean? Take that back. You ever had a figure four like Lockerplot? You tell me that shit ain't real. It's precious, son.
It does hurt.
It's all set up, Johnny.
Them bumps is real. You got to take those bumps.
I ever tell you about the best.
One kind of bump I know is real.
I ever tell you about the best thing I ever saw at wrestling? It was at an OTB years ago.
What
was that?
Two Jamaican guys arguing about wrestling. This one guy's trying to convince the other guy that it's fake. And he said it was Randy Orton versus Sheamus, the Irish guy.
Yeah.
And he goes, I think the guy goes, literally, he's like, see that? When you stomp a white man chest, him turned red. There's no mark there.
It's good logic. Very good
guys
logic.
Guys making sense, Johnny.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all ready for the Royal Rumble? Coming up, end of the month. Batista's coming back. He's going to be in that shit.
I don't know, man.
I don't think he's going to win it. Wouldn't make sense. But then again, The Rock shouldn't have won last year. That fucking CM Punk match.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You didn't see this shit last year? John Cena won and then fucking The Rock won. They fucked it up. They should always have the match and then the Royal Rumble to end it. They changed it. Championship matches last now. It's stupid.
What? The Rumble isn't last?
Nope.
That's depressing. The Rumble's supposed to be the grand event of the Royal Rumble pay-per-view.
That's the point.
You have your title match, then you got your Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Good God. We should have a Royal Rumble drinking game for the...
Fuck yeah.
Well, nobody's dead, so you don't drink twice.
Matter of fact...
No. For when the new network launches.
Oh, yeah. We should definitely just do one. Yeah.
Shout out to Jake Roberts, too, man. He's not dead. He came back. He looked good on Old School Raw. That was crazy.
He brought back Jake the Snake, Stanley.
Really?
He might be on fucking... He might be in the Royal Rumble. No bullshit.
He just dropped the snake on one of the guys from The Shield.
Yeah, Dean Ambrose.
And he was just... He was just, you just could tell that the dude from The Shield, he couldn't hide his smile.
He just enjoyed it.
Because he was just like, this is the best. That's
awesome.
If you're like a late 20s wrestler and Jake the Snake, who hasn't been on television in 20 years, comes out and drops a snake on you, that's got to be the best moment of your life.
Oh, the crowd sucked. Putting
over Jake? Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
That crowd sucked. Jake's not, no real pop. If he would have been
really?
In the
Jake the Snake Roberts?
Yeah, they're fucking idiots in that town.
Man was a master on the mic.
Talk about, Roddy Piper might be at WrestleMania with Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, Piper and Punk versus Hogan and Cena.
Yeah, that might. Well, it might be managers.
Oh, who wants to watch that?
I wouldn't mind. It's a nostalgia thing.
Is CM Punk still a heel?
No.
Oh, God damn.
He shaved off the fucking goatee. He looks weird. He's banging AJ Lee, though. Good for him. He's banged all kinds of strange in that company. Lita. Beth Phoenix, which is kind of weird.
That's what you get for being sober.
Because Edge fucked up Beth Phoenix.
Oh, yeah, especially
too.
When all those bras are all doped up on painkillers.
Yeah, they don't know what's happening.
Walking you know, I'm straight edge. You know what's so straight and hard?
Fucking concrete vaginas and shit. It's like drilling. Can't be fun.
Oh, my God. The show's over, boys. But who's up next? Brain Stew?
Yeah, Stew is up next. And speaking of shows on More Like Radio, if we're going to do this Royal Rumble drinking game, maybe we should get those guys from Old School Wrestling Review. We do it all together via Skype. We could all get fucked up.
Oh, my God.
Sounds good.
They already have a show, Old School Wrestling Review, where they watch old wrestling.
Yeah, but I'm going to be doing rails when we're doing it. It's gonna be, wait, what? No, that was a joke.
Skateboarding on you?
We'll figure it out.
You do the rails before we turn on the Ustream.
I don't do rails. It's
oh, yeah, sorry,
fucking...
sorry. You can tie off before we turn on the Ustream.
Thank you.
It's
yeah, you've been listening to High Society Radio. Twitter account is @HSRadioShow. Follow us.
Yeah.
The Facebook account is facebook.com/High Society Radio.
Yeah.
Like us. Is there something else? Is there another?
There's a Pinterest.
Find that. I don't know where it is.
Fuck.
More like radio.com. NewTrashCity.com. Find us on iTunes.
Search New Trash City.
And then give us Mad Stars, yo.
Yeah.
Actually, that's one thing. We don't have a lot of reviews, but all 5-star reviews. So keep that up, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Please. All right. So you just heard it.
We're hungry.
A lot of you listening aren't giving us reviews. We'd really appreciate it if you did. Give us some 5-stars.
Bump us up.
Because slightly more than 22 people listen to us.
Oof. I would hope so. Jesus Christ. It's been this for a while now.
Oh, shit. Oh. That's just, you depressed the shit out of me,
I need a drink.
Damn.
I need a...
This is good drinking music.
Shout out to Tito's Vodka. Good shit. Had it at the bar
cold
of the
one.
Day. Good stuff.
Yeah? You like your Tito's?
Love Tito's.
Love
they
Tito's
it.
As well.
Big them up every time I can.
Big ups to Beth.
Johnny, before we go back out, are you going to button your top button and unbutton your bottom buttons
no,
on that,
I'm not
on
doing
that plaid
that.
Shirt?
Do
I'm
it.
Not doing
do
that.
It, Johnny.
No.
Do it for Chris. He's going to Instagram.
We're going to do a promo shot.
He's going to Instagram.
Oh, that's what I wanted to talk about.
What?
That stupid hat.
What stupid hat?
Your hat.
My what Yankee hat?
No, your other hat. Your magic hat.
What?
That's on the fucking train tracks. We'll talk about that next time I'm here.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. All right.
That's what I want to talk about.
Okay.
That I completely forgot.
Okay.
That's a tease for you motherfuckers.
Yeah, there's something weird going on in my life.
Oh, man.
I've become obsessed with.
Hobbits, nigga?
Not Hobbits. Though I have The Hobbit at home, Desolation of Smaug, and I'm going to watch it.
Looking like Peter Jackson, too, son.
Thank you. Wait.
You're going somewhere weird.
I know, that motherfucker's fucking caked out.
Oh, right yeah. He's fucking loaded.
He might have more money than Kim.com. There's a lot of fucking paper in those fucking Kiwis are balling.
All right, this is Eyesight the Radio. We're out of here. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Giant.
Chris from Brooklyn.